I show two types of resonant circuits. The one in the one that represents the block in the upper left-hand corner of the first diagram is represented by the first of these two. The second of these is representative of all the rest of the resonant circuit blocks in the larger diagram of the TRF radio receiver. Not to spend too much time on this, but a resonant circuit is rather like a pendulum. You adjust the length of the rod connecting the pivot and the weight of a pendulum, its resonant frequency will change. That is, the natural rhythm that it wants to swing back and forth will be changed. A resonant circuit is an LC circuit, specifically an inductor-capacitor arrangement wired the way that I've shown them here. Has a natural rhythm that it wants to fall into that's adjustable, in this case, by varying the capacitance on the capacitor. That's what the arrow going through the capacitor represents, is that it's adjustable. Resonant circuits are good for all sorts of things, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. You're not really ready for that, I don't imagine. However, notice that the grounds are shown inside these circuits. Now, the blocks don't show the grounds. That's the thing that I'm trying to drive home here. Whenever you see a block diagram of something, they don't show power and ground and things like that. They only show signal paths because they're trying to simplify the interconnection of a bunch of smaller circuits in a larger system. So if you can't seem to figure out how something connects, you have to look inside. You have to look at the diagram that represents the circuit inside the block. In reality, most large circuit diagrams are not a bunch of real small circuits. They draw the block diagram for the benefit of getting a conceptual overview of what the system as a whole does. And then they draw the complete schematic, and it's up to you to figure out where each of the blocks are. But having had experience with the smaller building blocks that a circuit is, you should be able to readily identify where these blocks are in a large diagram, should you ever encounter one.